Need to get out of a meeting? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS Live on Paramount Plus. It's time for BT and Sal to jam it up the A-gap.
All right, BT, this is where we go around the previous week in the NFL, in this case, week 11, and just pick out some things that caught our attention. I have two things for you. Number one, the Denver Broncos are legit. I was surprised that they beat Atlanta, not only beating them, but beat them to a pulp. At Denver, 6-5 already on the year. Bo Nix throwing for 4 touchdowns, throwing it all over the place. Their defense has been terrific, holding Atlanta to only 6 points. All the offensive weapons and Kirk Cousins and all that bull crap that they try to sell you in Atlanta. Denver is legit. Forget about the Atlanta perspective, though. Denver is a legit threat, and we mocked the Jets for losing that game to them, and they still shouldn't have lost that game. But, boy, the Broncos and Sean Payton, boy, have they turned it around, and it goes to show you what hiring a real head coach can do for you.
Ah, man, they are still a little tough for me to read. I'm not all the way there. I know they're better than I thought. Let me at least say that. And you know, just you want a stat, not to just bombard you with stats, but you know, plus 52 point differential. You know, you're not winning luckily. You're not like plus 9 or negative
that much. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, think about this, and they lost a couple of tight ones that week 2 game. They lost by 7 versus the Steelers, and really
should have beaten the Chiefs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now that I examine this more closely, they've lost 4 times, right? No, I'm sorry. They've got 5 losses. The first one's in Seattle. Tough place to play no matter what, except the Giants, odd way. Then they lose to the Steelers, who were good. Then they lose to the Chargers, who were good. This is not obviously in order. Then they lose at Baltimore, and they got rocked there. And then they lose by 2 points at Kansas City. They would have won if they don't have that block. So, yeah, they are better than I thought. Where are they exactly? I still think they're maybe a little lower than you do, but I got to give them credit. So I've got, can you really trust Lamar?
Mm.
You know, Lamar Jackson's one of these guys that he's amazing to watch. And, based on the stats, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He is, he's much more polished, I think, than people give him credit for. You know, when he first came in, he's just an athlete. He's just running around. I think that he was too often discredited as to what he really does. But, you know, he doesn't play well against Pittsburgh. And he too often doesn't play his best in a big spot. I mean, 16 for 33 against the Steelers this week. That was a big game, man. So, again, I'd like to see Lamar eventually pop through. I don't know if he will. The other thing that I walk away with here, Sal, I've got two as well, is the NFC West, which coming into the year, didn't really know what to make of it. I mean, man, I thought the Niners would be a lot better. I thought that the Seahawks would be competitive. But I didn't really think the Cardinals would be this. And the Cardinals played a lot of tough games early. So they've got an easier track the rest of the way. I would think the Cardinals are going to find a way to win this division. They're 6-4. Everybody else is 5-5. And speaking of coaching for the Jets and the Giants, to a lesser extent here, you know, you want the mark of a good team. It's the opposite of the Jets, who were supposed to be good, and they're awful. The Rams were supposed to be and once again, they're incredibly competitive 500 because they have a real coach.
Yeah, and speaking of which, to go back to your Lamar point, for me, the other thing that jumped out was the Steelers, and they have a great head coach. They have a great foundation. We also, and we do it when we'll do the power rankings coming up on Thursday, and I'd be curious to see where we change from where we were a year ago, but we have both, I think, left the Steelers on the outside the last couple of weeks.
I did.
And they just keep winning. They now have a 2-game in the loss column lead over Baltimore in that division as Pittsburgh beats them head-to-head. They go to 8-2 on the year. They do it with defense. They've gotten terrific play from Russell Wilson, Justin Fields earlier in the year. Like at some point, I know I still don't feel it in my gut that they're a legitimate Super Bowl threat, but they're just a good, sound, tough, physical football team.
Mm-hmm.
And to beat the higher octane, more finesse, I'm not saying Baltimore isn't tough because they are certainly physical and they can run the football, but they have the quarterback that is lighting up the scoreboard and MVP, and the Steelers shut him down. Like, they are as dangerous as anybody else in the AFC. We can't be overlooking them, saying, well, Baltimore's better or Cincinnati's better. Maybe just circumstance why they don't have as good of a record. It'll even out. 8-2 through their first 10 and beating the teams like the Ravens that they just did this week and doing it the way that they're doing it, winning 5 in a row, plus 71-point differential. Steelers are also legit and overlooked.
They are always tough, and they're too often overlooked. And it's funny, just trigger this. So I had Willie Colon, SNY. Of course, you know Willie, former Jets, Steelers, well, won a Super Bowl with them. I had Willie as my first guest on the Unkillable Pod. And if you guys want to check it out, it's all over Spotify, Apple. You know where to get it, right? And we had, you know, talk about Rex and Gruden and Rodgers, all the things that we hit. But he relayed a story about when, because he came from Hofstra. He didn't play at Alabama. Like, he had to really, you know, really prove himself. That's why so many of us respect what he's done. And he was telling me the story when Russ Grimm, the Steelers, brought him in and said, all right, you know, basically sit down. And within 2 minutes, he was out there. Like, he was out of the office. And when Willie got back in the car and spoke to his agent's like, hey, how'd the visit go? He's like, I don't think it went really well because they didn't keep me around long. They didn't keep you around long because they know what they're looking for on film, and they could tell within a minute or two if you're a Steeler kind of guy, Steeler kind of person, a winner, you know, an in-the-trenches kind of a guy. Whereas, not just the Jets, I don't want to just pile on the Jets, but the bad teams, like, they trip over themselves scouring film and asking 100 crazy questions to try to outsmart the room. The good ones, the good franchises, they can look at your tape for a minute. They can look you in the eye, which connects to your soul, and they know right away, we want this guy or we don't.
All right, that does it for this edition of Jam It Up the A-Gap with BT and Sal for this week's edition of it. Now, before we take a break, and we'll finish up with your calls on the other side, where Steve was calling before, and the reason why I'm short with Steve is I know Steve well. Him and I are good friends. He called last time. He started going off on some political rants. We had to cut him off. It annoyed me.
Yeah.
And then this time, he starts being with his corny dad jokes. The Jets made a Savage hire. He's referring to Phil Savage, who's been with the Jets for, I think this says, his sixth season. He's been elevated to interim GM. Like, why bother?
Yeah.
Who cares? What's that going to do? Interim GM? Well, what's he going to do in the remainder of the year that's going to be worth? Like, you don't even need a GM.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter in terms of the big picture, but you need somebody for clerical purposes, practice squad, elevation, blah, blah, blah. Not that it matters.
Do you?
You do.
Then they should have just kept Joe Dion and paying him anyway.
Yeah.
Phil Savage, by the way, is as big a part of the problem as Joe Douglas.
I was going to say, Phil's been here 6 years.
Yeah.
Look at the last 6 years. Phil has not done much good.
Yeah. He's the Jets team senior football advisor. In his role, Savage evaluates college prospects, pro players, while providing valuable insight on the player personnel department, overall philosophy, grading system. Yeah, it's not working. So, no, the Jets didn't, in fact, make a Savage hire, as you would say. All right.